But hallelujah. It's a privilege to be here tonight. Amen. In the presence of God's people. Hallelujah. Pastor Dune, thank you for having me. For just, you know, changing your schedule and rearranging everything and allowing me to come and bless your people. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor Jairo, thank you for coming with me. Amen. We had good meetings in his church in Papi. Hallelujah. And we are about to go to Maya on Thursday. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. I bring you greetings from Germany, ministry called Global Evangelistic Network. Amen. As I was praying today, God told me, tell my people, tell the people about your ministry, what you're doing. Amen. And I was struggling with that. And when I got here, I spoke to the pastor. I found out they are going to show the clip. The Holy Spirit never lies. Amen. The Holy Spirit never lies. Hallelujah. Amen. So I want to briefly share about Pakistan. Pakistan is a Muslim country. Amen. People are, maybe more than 90% are Muslims. Hallelujah. While Islam is gaining ground in Europe, it's losing ground in Asia. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Up in Lahore, there's a pastor by the name of Anwar Fazal. He is doing weekly meetings, open-air meetings with up to 15,000 people every week. Hallelujah. People are getting saved and getting healed in Pakistan. Hallelujah. God is doing marvelous things all over the world. Ukraine, we can see a revival coming in Ukraine. Hallelujah. I was privileged to preach in Ukraine this year. We have seen people getting saved and healed. Hallelujah. And I believe God is doing some major things starting here in Nigeria. Say amen. Amen. Now, the biggest church in Europe is led by a Nigerian. You may have heard Sunday at Elijah. Amen. He is leading the biggest church in Europe, in Ukraine, about 20,000 people. Hallelujah. The fastest growing church in Europe, KICC, led by Pastor Shimolovo. Amen. In Nigerian, hallelujah. God has blessed you, amen. Now, so many Europeans came, so many Americans came to bless you. Now it's your time to bless Europe, hallelujah. Hallelujah, amen. God needs people like you who are on fire, who are filled with the Holy Ghost, who are ready to move the gifts of the Holy Spirit to touch Europe. Hallelujah. Amen. Now tonight it's my privilege to be here and to bless you. I want to greet you from my family, my wife. I'm married. I have three kids, three boys who are waiting eagerly, you know, who are waiting for me to come home. Hallelujah. To celebrate Christmas. Amen. And I'm looking forward to that Monday night when I'm taking my plane from Abuja. Hallelujah. Amen. It's always a pleasure to go home. Amen. Now, if you don't like to go home, there's something wrong with your family. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I want us to turn to Romans. Now, tonight is going to be teaching. Is it okay? Are you okay with teaching? Hallelujah. Now, tonight I want to impart some knowledge into you. Say knowledge. 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 Now, this is going to be a knowledge that will change your life. Hallelujah. And knowledge that you can retrieve no matter where you are, no matter what the circumstances are. And knowledge will help you to come back to joy, come back to peace, to come back to a calm spirit wherever you are. Hallelujah. Even if you're in the midst of Wahala. Amen. You can retrieve this knowledge. You can remember this knowledge. It will bring you back to peace. Hallelujah. It will bring you back to joy. Amen. Now you all know the scriptures from Romans 8 verse 28. Amen. Romans 8 28. For we know, but we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Romans 8, verse 28. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, if you can get this knowledge tonight, say knowledge. If you can get this knowledge tonight, everything in your life will start working out for your good. Amen. Now, if you believe it, say amen. Amen. If you believe it, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Tonight's going to be an impartation of knowledge. Hallelujah. Now, I read this story about a farmer who had a donkey, amen? And this donkey was a very old donkey, and this donkey one day fell into a deep, dry well, amen? And this donkey was crying out for help as he fell down. Then the farmer came, he looked down, he saw the donkey. And a sinful thought crossed his mind. He thought, this donkey is very old, and the well is very dry. Maybe I can get rid of two problems in one time. I can just cover up the old donkey, amen. And then the donkey is gone and the well is, you know, covered up, hallelujah. So he calls his neighbors and they come and they bring their shovels and they start shoveling dirt on the donkey, amen. And the donkey was crying. He knew he was dying. And after some time, the crying stopped. And the farmer looked down and he saw the donkey and he noticed something. Every time they put a shovel of dirt on his back, he would shake his back, he would trample on it, and he move on higher. Hallelujah. Now he kept doing that until he reached up to the brim. He jumped out and ran away. Hallelujah. Amen. Now if the devil is trying to shovel dirt on you, problems on you, difficulties on you, don't forget to shake. Hallelujah. Say, I'm shaking. I'm shaking. Hallelujah. Don't forget to trample on it. Trample right now. Trample. Yes. Hallelujah. Trample on it. Hallelujah. Amen. And as you trample on your problems, as you trample on snakes, as you trample on scorpions, as you trample on demons, you'll move up higher. Hallelujah. You'll move up higher. Hallelujah. You'll move up higher. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't forget the shaking part. Amen. The devil belongs under your feet. Hallelujah. Under your feet. Hallelujah. Amen. Now the Bible says, but we know. Now if you read the Greek, it says but. You can use the word but. You can reuse the word, you know, for. We know. But the meaning is, there's something I'm holding against my circumstance. I'm saying but. Hallelujah. Now some of you may have gone through difficult times. I have in my life, many times. You will only succeed in life if you learn how to say but. Say but. But. Hallelujah. Now Andrew Womack said, I like this man. Andrew Womack said, it all depends on where you put your but. Hallelujah. Amen. Now you can say, well, the Bible says I'm healed, but I still feel pain. Wrong. It all depends on where you put your butt. Hallelujah. You can say, I feel pain, but I'm healed by the stripes of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Learn to speak. Learn to say but to life's circumstances. Learn to say but to the devil. Hallelujah. And you'll keep on moving higher. Higher. Hallelujah. Now turn with me to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I'm going to teach tonight, so be ready with your Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 8. Paul writing here. 2 Corinthians 4 from verse 8. Listen what Paul says, and pay attention to the word but. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 8 and following. Paul says, we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. Hallelujah. Now Paul was somebody who learned how to say but in his life. Amen. If you study the life of Paul, this man, he suffered so much. I mean, this man was even killed for the gospel. But he stood up and preached the gospel time and time again. Hallelujah. Because he had a big but in his life. B-U-T. Amen. Say but, hallelujah. God wants you to learn how to write the word but with capital letters. Hallelujah. No matter how the circumstances are, no matter how heavy the burden may become in your life, learn to stand up and to say, but there is a God in heaven. But I'm a son of the Most High. But there's El Shaddai in heaven. But there's El Rapha, God my healer. Hallelujah. Learn to say but in the face of your enemy. Amen. And your life will change. Hallelujah. Now Paul says it's a knowledge. It's not a feeling. Amen. Now we like to come to church to feel nice. You know, we like to come to church and worship God, which is good, which is wonderful. But feelings are nice, but they will not last for long. Amen. Knowledge, if you once said you have knowledge, it is there forever if you memorize it. Hallelujah. Now Paul says, what I'm talking about here is not feeling. It's a knowledge that never changes. Hallelujah. Now, the kind of knowledge Paul is speaking here about is a knowledge like from math. 1 + 1 = 2, right? It's always 2, isn't it? Hallelujah. Now, if you feel terrible, and if it's a rainy day, and then still 1 + 1 = 2. Hallelujah. And if life is going fine, and the sun is shining, and you feel great, 1 + 1 = 2. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, Paul is speaking of that kind of knowledge. He says, it's a knowledge that is established once for all. Say once for all. Paul says, once for all I found out, and now I know, and no devil, no demon can take that away from me. I know it. Hallelujah. I know it from personal experience, and I know it from scripture, that all things work for the good of those who love God. Hallelujah. It's a knowledge. Now, if you can get this knowledge tonight into your system, into your mind, into your brains, this knowledge will help you no matter where you are, no matter how you feel. It will help you to get back on track, to get back to joy, get back to peace. Hallelujah. It's the knowledge, knowledge about an almighty God. Hallelujah. Now, Paul says in Romans 5 verse 3, Paul says, not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings. Romans 5:3. Paul speaks about the kind of joy that he has in the midst of suffering. Say, joy in suffering. Joy in suffering. Now, how in the world, Paul, tell me, how can you have joy while you're suffering? Listen to the verse. It says, because we feel... No, he says, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. Hallelujah. Paul says, I can have joy in the midst of suffering because I know something. Hallelujah. He says, no matter how hard the devil tries to discourage me, to put trouble on me, to use Valhalla against me, no matter how tough he gets, I know something. Hallelujah. And Paul says, this knowledge, every time I think about it, leads me to joy. Hallelujah. Now, no matter where you are in your life, no matter how bad you may feel in your life, if you have this knowledge, it will only always lead you to joy. Hallelujah. Tonight, I want you to receive this knowledge. Amen. Say, I receive it. I receive it. Hallelujah. Now, Paul wrote a letter to the Philippians from prison. Amen. It's the prison letter. But amazingly enough, this letter is called the letter of joy. Isn't it amazing? Paul is behind bars. Paul is suffering in a stinking cell. I mean, he has no hope of getting out except for God, no, bring him out of there. He is suffering. And he writes the letter of joy. Hallelujah. Now, Paul being in prison, I would expect the church in Philippi to send him a letter. To tell him, Paul, we are praying for you. But no, instead Paul sends them a letter and says, now you people in Philippi, rejoice, he says. In verse 4, he says, Philippians 4:4, he says, rejoice, and I'm saying it again, rejoice. How in the world can Paul from prison say rejoice? How can he have the strength to encourage people who are free out there enjoying life? You know why? Divine knowledge. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Philippians 1:19. Philippians 1:19. He says, yes, and I will continue to rejoice. Isn't that great? Paul says, no matter where I am, I will continue to rejoice. Hallelujah. No sad faces. No sour faces. Hallelujah. He says, yes, and I will continue to rejoice. For I... Tell me. For I know, hallelujah. He says, for I know that through your prayers and help given by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. Hallelujah. Now, nobody could kill a man like Paul. Nobody could discourage a man like Paul because he knew something. Hallelujah. There's way too much emphasis on feelings nowadays. Paul says, what brings me to joy, what brings me to rejoicing and continue rejoicing is not a feeling. It's not circumstances. It is a divine knowledge. Hallelujah. Say, I receive this knowledge. I receive this knowledge. And with the knowledge, say it, and with this knowledge, joy. And with this knowledge, peace. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a divine knowledge. Hallelujah. Now remember when Paul and Silas were beaten, remember? They were beaten and put to prison. Hallelujah. They were flogged, the Bible says, flogged severely. They were bleeding all over. They were almost killed. They were put into an inner cell. And at midnight, what did they do? Yes, they praised and worshiped God. Hallelujah. Now how can Paul, being beaten, almost half dead, being there, his feet in the stocks, how can he sing praises to God? Did Paul feel so nice? No. Paul had knowledge. Hallelujah. Paul knew what is happening here is going to turn out for our good. Hallelujah. And it actually did. Remember? The prison guard was saved and his whole family. Hallelujah. So many of us get discouraged when small problems come our ways. You know why? Because we lack knowledge. Hallelujah. But this is changing tonight. Amen. Amen. Tonight's going to be a different night. Hallelujah. Amen. Now he had a knowledge. He said, everything works for my good. Now I checked the Greek. Can I remove my... Is that okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. Bless you. Hallelujah. It says everything. Now the Greek doesn't say everything. It says all. It means not just everything. It means all circumstances, all people, all things are working for our goods. Amen. Say all things. All things. Now do you believe that? Do you really? What about your terrible mother-in-law? What about your mean boss at your job? What about the guy who was robbing your house? Do you still believe it? Paul says all things. Hallelujah. He says, the good things work for my good, but even the bad things work for my good. Hallelujah. Even the bad things work for our good. You know why? Because El Shaddai is more than enough. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Because El Shaddai is more than enough. Hallelujah. If you believe in God, if you believe in the divine God who has all power in heaven and on earth, you will know that he can even turn bad circumstances into something good. Hallelujah. No, I'm a country boy, really. I was born in the countryside. I grew up. We were planting potatoes in our backyard. Amen. In our garden. Now, did you know what? We used dung. This smelly, sticky stuff. And we put the dung with the potatoes. When we planted potatoes, amen. It's like yum. You know what potatoes, hallelujah. And know what I realized? Wherever you put the dung, the potatoes grow very big. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Martin Luther said, listen, Martin Luther, the great German reformer said, the devil's dung is God's fertilizer. Hallelujah. The devil's dung is God's fertilizer. Hallelujah. He may put dirt on you. He may put difficulties on you. But God can still use it to fertilize you. Hallelujah. Amen. Say, I'm being fertilized. I'm being fertilized. Hallelujah. Amen. We have an expert of agriculture right here. Amen. Hallelujah. Now God can use odd circumstances, bad circumstances, to work it out for your good. Not just the good things. Even the bad things. Everything is working out for your good. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. There are many scripts and I'm not going to read all of them. But if you study the word, you know, all things in your Bible. If you study about difficulties in your Bible, you'll find out that all things eventually work for the good if you believe in God. Hallelujah. Now, I remember the story of this one guy who was stranded. He was shipwrecked. And he landed at an island. An uninhabited island. Amen. And he was the only one that island. And he managed to survive. He built a little hut. And he was collecting, gathering some food and surviving day by day. And one day as he was going out to fetch some food, he sees this smoke rising. And he comes running and he sees his little hut in flames. And he knew there was nobody on that island. So he started blaming God. Now, God, how can you allow this to happen? How can you cause my little hut to burn down? I mean, here I am. I'm shipwrecked. I'm all alone on this island. And now you have burnt my hut, God. And he was very angry with God. He fell asleep. The next morning he wakes up by the sound of a big ship. Amen. He wakes up. The ship comes. They rescue him. And then he goes through, he walks up to the captain, he says, now captain, how did you know that I was on this little uninhabited island? He said, we have seen your smoke signals. Hallelujah. Now some of you may be going through suffering right now. But just remember, you may be just sending smoke signals. Hallelujah. Help is on the way. God is on the way to rescue you. Hallelujah. Don't get mad at God. Don't be angry at God. He's on your side. Hallelujah. The devil is your enemy. He is the one with a shovel, shoveling dirt on you. But God is using that circumstance, that bad person in your life, that difficult in your life, that challenge in your life to make you strong. Hallelujah. For you to grow and to rise in the Lord. Hallelujah. Paul says, once for all, it's established, I know it, it's always working. If I love God, everything works out for my good. Hallelujah. Paul says, everything is working. Say, it is working. It is working. Now, everything is working. Say it, everything is working. Say it, everything is working for my good. Everything is working for my good. Hallelujah. You are a boss now. You know why? Because you have everything working for you. Hallelujah. Now you are an employer now. You're not an employee. You are an employer. Hallelujah. Say, I'm an employer. Hallelujah. You have employed your circumstances. Hallelujah. They are your co-workers. They work with you. They work for you, not against you. Hallelujah. Listen. Paul says, everything works for you. Hallelujah. It's like you're an entrepreneur. You have a company. And the circumstances and the people around you are employed by God to serve you. Hallelujah. And they are changing you. Changing you into His glory, into Christ's image. Hallelujah. Do you believe it? Now next time you wake up in the morning, you don't feel like getting up, remember, you're a boss. Hallelujah. The circumstances you find yourself in are actually your employees. Hallelujah. Paul says, they are working for me. Hallelujah. If you could study the Greek, it means like a co-worker. Hallelujah. Amen. A co-laborer. Hallelujah. It's working for you. Amen. Let's keep it there. It's all right. They are working for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, you are not a victim of your circumstances. Say, I'm not a victim. I'm not a victim. I'm a victor. I'm a victor. Hallelujah. See, the Bible says, if you have a connection to God, you are no longer a victim of your circumstances. Get this. Get this. You are not a victim. You are a victor. Hallelujah. You are above and not beneath. You are the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. You are somebody. Hallelujah. And you got employees working for you. Hallelujah. Some of those employees may be very bad. Very naughty. Very disorganized. They may rob your time, your money, but they are still your employees. Hallelujah. Amen. They are working not against you, they are working for you. Hallelujah. Paul knew this. He said, whatever happens to me, my daddy in heaven, my God in heaven, is still in charge. And he is rearranging everything to work it out for my good. Hallelujah. Remember the story of Joseph? Joseph, the youngest of 12 children, the second to youngest, Benjamin was the youngest. This young guy, the father loved him so much. And this Joseph, he had two dreams. Hallelujah. He had two dreams. Remember? He saw his sheaf rising up and the other sheaves bowing down to him. He saw moon and sun and 11 stars bowing down to him. Hallelujah. He had this dream in his memory. And this dream, this knowledge kept him going wherever he was. Hallelujah. Nobody could stop Joseph. Amen. He was mistreated by his brothers, but his brothers were his employees. Hallelujah. He was sold as a slave, but the slave traders were his employees. Amen, somebody. Amen. God was using the same slave traders to reposition Joseph. Hallelujah. He's using somebody in your life tonight to reposition you. Hallelujah. He may use some bad circumstance in your life to reposition you. Hallelujah. He may use your mean boss to reposition you. Hallelujah. Joseph had a dream. He had two dreams. Hallelujah. He would never give up. Finally, he got to Egypt. Now he was growing. He was becoming successful. He was in the house of Potiphar. Things were going smoothly. Everything was fine until this lady came along. And she tried to seduce him. But Joseph had a dream. Hallelujah. Joseph knew something. I'm not going to be a fool. I'm not going to be involved in this kind of thing. I'm going to trust God to bring deliverance. Hallelujah. There are no shortcuts in the kingdom of God. See, no shortcuts. No shortcuts. See, he could have slept with that lady to become a very powerful man in that place, couldn't he? But he said, no shortcuts. Hallelujah. No sinful shortcuts. Hallelujah. Now she accused him. They put him into prison. Did Joseph give up in prison? No. Why not? Because he felt so wonderful in prison? No. Because he had knowledge. Hallelujah. He knew there's something coming in my future. He knew God is doing something in my life. He is just repositioning me. Hallelujah. He is bringing me to this prison for a purpose. Hallelujah. God has created every one of us, every one of you, for a purpose. Hallelujah. And if you have this knowledge in your mind that God is on your side, everything is working for you, nobody can stop you to enter your destiny. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Joseph knew the dream would come true one day. And there he was in this prison cell. And God gave him the grace to interpret dreams. And all of a sudden, when the time had come, he became the second man in Egypt. Hallelujah. Why? Because he would not give up. Hallelujah. Because he had this knowledge, one day God is going to use me for a mighty thing. One day my brothers will come and they will bow down before me. Hallelujah. He knew it. And that is why he kept on marching towards his future, towards his destiny. My brother, my sister, be encouraged tonight. Be encouraged tonight. Hallelujah. No matter where you find yourself. Joseph was in a prison cell. But God can move him from the prison cell up to become the prime minister of Egypt. Hallelujah. If God can move Joseph, he can move you. Hallelujah. See, he can move me. He can move me. Anytime. Anytime. Anywhere. Anyhow. Is my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As long as you're connected to your God, as long as you love Him with all of your heart and all of your soul and all of your strength, nothing will work against you. Everything will work for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, you may say, "Oi, Bo, nice preaching, but you've never been through suffering." Let me tell you, I have been. Hallelujah. My family has been. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Some people think once you get to Europe, everything is easy. Is it like money is everywhere? It's not like that. People who have come to Europe have realized that. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes it's very hard in Europe. But if you know that God has something for you, if you know the circumstances you find yourself in are working for you, it doesn't matter where you are. Hallelujah. You can be in Africa. You can be in Germany. You can be anywhere in this world. If you know this one thing, God is working for my good through all circumstances, nothing will stop your success. Hallelujah. Amen. Paul says, I know it. I know it. It's in me. Now after the father Jacob, the father of Joseph, died, his brothers came again to apologize to Joseph the second time, remember? Amen. And then Joseph made a very profound statement. He said in Genesis 50:20, he said, "You," that means the brothers, "intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." Genesis 50:20. Hallelujah. Joseph says, now looking back into my life, I realize God was just repositioning me. God was about to use me. God had me fit into a bigger plan to save a great nation. Hallelujah. See, God made... My God in heaven is still in control. And everything is working for my good. Hallelujah. Amen. Now he said it's working for my good. You can also say it's working for my best. Hallelujah. Say it's working for my best. It's working for my best. Now what is the best for your life? What is the best for your life? Well, it's to have a nice wife, I know. Hallelujah. I'm lucky. Hallelujah. It's to be in good health. It's true. It's to have good money, a good car, a good job. But let me tell you, the best thing in life is being saved. Hallelujah. To know that you know that you know once you die, you're going straight to Jesus. Hallelujah. You're going straight to heaven. Now Paul says here, no matter what happens, God is still working out your salvation. Hallelujah. He says it's working for your best. Hallelujah. God says, I'm going to make sure, no matter what happens, you, my son, you, my daughter, will get up here. Hallelujah. And you'll spend eternity with me. Amen. And there'll be no more Valhalla. There'll be joy and peace. Hallelujah. And God says, no matter what happens on the way, I'm going to make sure at the end you reach up here. At the end it works for your good. Hallelujah. God is not going to give money to some people. Never. You know why? Once they get it, it'll destroy their lives. Amen. Amen. Well, God wants to prosper, yes. But to prosper, you have to have a strong character. Hallelujah. Amen. For example, amen. God may allow you to suffer through many things, but one thing is sure. He'll make sure you get to heaven. Hallelujah. No matter what happens, you'll get there if you trust in Him. Amen. Now He says, everything works to my good. How many know what a winch is? A winch on your car, a winch. No winch? It's like this thing in your car, it's like if you have a Jeep and you go through the country and you get stuck somewhere. You pull this metal cord, you pull it out, you put it somewhere around the tree, and then you put the winch on. Remember? And then the metal cord and the winch turning will pull your car out of the mud. Amen. Let me tell you, if you are saved, it's like a winch connected to heaven. Hallelujah. The Bible says it's an anchor going into the most holy place. Hallelujah. And if you are anchored there, no matter what happens, if you are connected, if the anchor is there, God is pulling you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, He is pulling me. He is pulling me. Hallelujah. Now, it may become bumpy at times. It may become muddy at times. But the good thing is, if your anchor is in heaven, hallelujah, it's still working out for your good. Amen. And that's the best God has in store for you. It's the best in heaven. Hallelujah. He is pulling you. Amen. Whatever happens, don't be discouraged. God is still in control. Just make sure that you're connected, hallelujah, to heaven. Amen. Now the Bible does not say that all things are good. Amen. It doesn't say that. It doesn't even say that all things work for the good of all people. Amen. There are some things that'll destroy you. Amen. Now, if you don't believe in God, depression is going to kill you. Amen. If you don't believe in the healing power of God, cancer is going to kill you. Amen. It's not working for your good, is it? It's not. Not everything happening in this world is good. There's so many sins happening which are bad. The Bible says there's a requirement. If you want in your life everything to work for your good, you have to be connected. Hallelujah. He says it only works for those who love God. Now don't expect, if you sin throughout the whole week and just come on Sunday for church service, don't expect this principle to work. It won't. Amen. If you're a cheater and a liar and an adulterer throughout the week, don't expect this principle to work. Hallelujah. It only works for those who love Him. Hallelujah. Do you love Him? Do you love Him? With all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your strength, do you love Him? If you do, it's working for your good. Hallelujah. It's working for your good. Amen. No matter what happens, it's working for your good. Hallelujah. Some of you may be going through suffering right now. Amen. And you wonder, what in the world is happening to my life? Why am I the one who's always struggling? Let me tell you, the problem is not the position where you're at right now. The problem is your thinking. Amen. Change your thinking. Hallelujah. Now doubt, disbelief is stinking thinking. Faith is correct thinking. Hallelujah. Now start thinking the way Paul was thinking. Start thinking that everything that happens to me works for my good. Hallelujah. And God is going to change your life. No matter where you find yourself tomorrow, remember this principle. There's somebody in heaven who's working for my good through the circumstances. Hallelujah. Your responsibility is to stay connected. Your responsibility is to love God. Hallelujah. And if you love God, everything will work for your good. Tonight, you've heard it from Scripture. But if you start practicing tomorrow, you'll have a testimony. Hallelujah. You'll have a testimony. Hallelujah. You'll always have a testimony if you apply the Word of God. Hallelujah. Remember all things. Say all things. All things. Work for me. Work for me. For my good. For my good. Today. Hallelujah. Because God loves you. Because you love Him. Hallelujah. Now before I close, I want you to make a choice tonight. Amen. Now I'm the kind of guy, if I have some spare time, if I'm frustrated, if I'm stressed out, tired, what I do sometimes, I walk into the kitchen and I start cooking. I like cooking. Europeans like cooking, amen. Even European men like cooking, hallelujah. I don't know about the African man, you tell me. My wife cooks wonderfully. She cooks nice, very nice meals, international meals. She cooks anything. And she bakes very nice cakes. I'm very blessed. Hallelujah. And before I come home, she usually asks me, "No, my dear, what do you like?" And I can have a choice. It's like, home is ready. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. She loves me. I love her too. Hallelujah. Now, amen. So I like to cook, but tonight I want to bring an example from the kitchen. Hallelujah. Now, if you take a raw egg and put it into boiling water. Amen. And if you boil it for a long time, it becomes very hard, doesn't it? Very hard. Some Christians are like these eggs. They are egg Christians. If they face difficulties, if they face resistance, if they face problems in their lives, they turn hard. They turn bitter. You can't approach them. They turn very mean. Have you met those people? I've met them. Even Christians can be very mean. Very hard. You know why? Life made them hard. And they allow the devil to make them hard and harsh and mean. Now what happens if you put a potato or a yam into hot water? And if you boil it for very, very long, what happens? Yes, it dissolves actually. It dissolves. Amen. It falls apart. Some Christians are like yam Christians. If the heat turns on, if the devil puts trouble on you, you dissolve. You give up. You stop being a Christian. You stop going to church. You stop praying. You stop reading your Bible. You dissolve. Your Christian life dissolves. I don't want you to be an egg Christian. Neither an yam Christian. I want you to be a coffee Christian. Hallelujah. Listen. I love coffee. I do love coffee. Hallelujah. In Germany we have so many varieties of coffee. Now what happens is like a miracle every time. Hallelujah. If you brew coffee, I mean not the instant one, the real coffee, the real coffee. If you brew the coffee, you put the coffee there and you pour hot water on the coffee, what happens? It has this smell. Hallelujah. It fills the whole house. Hallelujah. You feel like waking up and getting up and having a nice cup of coffee. Amen. If nothing else will wake you up, the smell of coffee always will. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to be that coffee Christian. Hallelujah. The devil will pour hot stuff on you. He'll make your life miserable. Make your life hot. Make your life terrible. But the aroma of Christ will come out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the more he puts on you, the hotter it gets, the more you can smell Christ all over. Hallelujah. People say, what's about this man? He is so different. He is going through so much wahala and he is still smiling. He is still laughing. He is still joking. He still loves his kids, his family. What's wrong with him? He is a Christian. Hallelujah. Believe me, Paul was a coffee Christian. Amen. I want you to become one of those Christians. When the devil puts hard circumstances on you, difficulties on you, let Christ arise in you. Hallelujah. Let the Lion of Judah arise in you. Hallelujah. Let the Spirit of life and resurrection come alive in you. And let the one who is greater than the one in the world take control. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you blessed? Are you blessed tonight? Hallelujah. I want us to bow our heads for a moment. Just bow your head. Just close your eyes for just a moment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's been some teaching tonight. I believe this will change your life. I want you to concentrate on God right now. Concentrate on Jesus. Now, I don't know you people. Most of you are meeting for the first time tonight. Now, I want to extend an invitation tonight, even for salvation. Let me tell you. If you are not saved tonight, if you are not connected to God tonight, let me tell you, difficulties are going to ruin you, destroy you. This verse in Romans 8:28 only works if you are connected to the source, if you are connected to God. Now tonight, if you are not sure whether you are connected or not, tonight, if you don't know exactly that you are going to heaven once you die, just raise your hand, I'm going to pray with you. Raise your hand right now, right now. If you want to receive Christ into your life tonight, if you want to make your salvation sure tonight, just raise your hand and leave it up. Just raise your hand. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, thank you for your presence. Just, madam, don't feel ashamed. Just raise your hand. If you feel like, raise your hand. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you confess God before man, He'll confess you before the angels. Hallelujah. 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 Anybody else? Thank you. There are more people here tonight. There are more people. You're in need of salvation. You're in need of forgiveness. You're not sure that you're connected to the heavenly sources. Raise your hand right now. There are some more people here tonight. There are some more here tonight. Some of you may be church members. Church members. But there's sin in your life. You've lost your first love. You've lost your first love. It's your turn tonight. It's your turn tonight. Hallelujah. It's your turn tonight. Hallelujah. Just raise your hand. If you want salvation tonight, if you want to reconnect tonight, if you want to start a fresh, loving relationship with Jesus, it's now the time. It's now the time. Hallelujah. Just raise your hand. I'm going to pray with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your anointing. Hallelujah. And please come. Come. Please come. Don't feel ashamed. Come. I want all of you to stand up right now. Just stand up. Wherever you are. All of you. Everyone. Please, on your feet. On your feet, please. Hallelujah. 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 Anybody else for salvation right now? We're still going to pray for against sickness. We're going to pray for anointing, for all those things. But now is a call for salvation. A call for salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Call for salvation. The altar is still open. If you want to receive Christ tonight, it's now the time. It's now the time to receive Christ. To reconnect to the source. To reconnect to the love source. It's now your time. Hallelujah. 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 Can you give us a worship song? Please. Something soft. Hallelujah. Worship him. Worship the Lord. Jesus, we worship.